And now we want to take a moment to remember those who've died. There's nothing quite like a good piece of music to open up our emotions and allow us to feel joy, express love, and experience grief. Missouri-based composer Phil Woodmore has spent his entire life thinking about this. Known for his work on the off-Broadway show Antigone and Ferguson, Woodmore is now creating music to capture the grief felt by his friends and neighbors during this pandemic. Here's Whitmore's arrangement of the popular song Angel by Sarah McLachlan. Angel was performed by Denise Thimes and the Requiem of Light Choir for a public memorial in St. Louis, Missouri earlier this month for those lost to COVID-19. Phil Woodmore joins us now to share more of his work and reflect on the need for all of us to share in this grief. Phil, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you.
Let's talk more about how this process worked. You partnered with the Missouri History Museum, which had been honoring people in Missouri who have died from COVID. They shared with you more than 600 pages of stories that had to be extremely powerful to read through.
Yeah, so just, you know, being a participant in this pandemic myself, I had to kind of get away from the news for a while and social media and all of those things, just looking at all of the death and the grief and the strife and the heartache and the pain was really affecting me spiritually, mentally, even physically. And when the History Museum came and said, you know, we have all of these transcripts of these stories of people who have lost loved ones, and these are their stories that they wanted to share, I went into it, and I had an open mind, but I went into it more as a task thing because of what I was doing, but immediately just became overwhelmed with the power of these stories and the courage that these people were sharing, dealing with, you know, death in such a unique way and still giving, you know, positive comments to the community. It was very, very, very powerful to sit and read those things.
Well, let's listen to one of your original works from the memorial that was held there recently. It's called Requiem of Light. Some of your thoughts behind this song, Requiem of Light?
So this one was very special to me. And so the Requiem itself is a mass of the deposed that was a tradition many, many, many years ago. And the mass in its entirety has several components. And so I took some of the text of the original Requiem mass and pulled that into the context of the piece that I was doing. There's a beautiful Irish blessing that I used to sing in high school as the seniors departed called the Irish blessing, May the Road Rise to Greet You. And I took the poem from that and deconstructed it in a way that added a little more of a nature theme, because originally we were supposed to be outside in our iconic Forest Park here in St. Louis. And I wanted to bring those elements of nature into the conversation as well. So it was a really, really inspiring process, but it really was authentic and from my heart.
You also wrote another song for the memorial called Our Story, based on the museum's interview transcripts with families that were impacted. Let's listen.
As we sit in isolation, saying goodbye to ones we love and to the pain, trying to understand how we move forward, will we have brighter days ahead? Oh,
thank you.
Phil, family members got to listen to this song, Our Story, and your other music during this memorial, and that includes Angela Kinder, who was there to remember her mother, Gay Griffin Snyder, who died of COVID-19 in June of last year at age 71.
She was a single parent. I was her only child. And she got her doctorate while I was in elementary school. She was a doctor of psychology. She worked in hospitals. She worked with AIDS patients. She was a mentor and huge support for a lot of people.
Kinder said she had to wait more than a year to have a proper church service after her mother died. And this public memorial a few months later was just so helpful in her grieving process.
It was a step in the right direction for COVID families, for our COVID community, the acknowledgement, not being forgotten, because we all want to kind of move on, you know? So the whole thing was extremely powerful, and I cried several times.
You know, Phil, I mean, what you're doing here in a way is opening up a space through music for families to experience what they've missed out on, what she just tells us here, and that's being able to fully grieve.
Yeah.
And you know, it sounds like it's helped you grieve too, this process.
Absolutely. I'm one of the blessed people that has not had a direct family member in my immediate family that's died from COVID. There's been a lot of death in my extended family. And that's, you know, been hard to process because, as many people are saying, you know, you're not at the hospital, you're away, I'm in the same area. And so just really trying to process all those things is very interesting. But I think my bigger challenge as I was trying to figure out my grief was I'm just a very empathetic person, and how just reading about all of this and experiencing this and getting these phone calls and talking to families and friends over and over and over and over and over was really starting to wear me down. I just, you know, you just kind of keep moving. And there was a day that I was like, this is really taking a toll on me. And, you know, music is very therapeutic for me as well, even as I'm writing it. And to sit and to offer something that we can collectively grieve, to have this music being played and sung and performed, and then to reflect on it, did give me a way to express my grief in a very artistic way.
Yeah, you know, so many of us have also become numb to the numbers. Maybe it's because we're overwhelmed. In part, when you hear 700,000 people dying in our country, it's just hard to wrap your head around.
Yeah.
Thinking about collective spaces for grief, you've had a chance to experience it there in St. Louis. You know, this is a country that is always about moving forward. It's always about the future. We don't want to stop and really think about the moment because it's kind of hard. But you found the value in this collective grieving.
Absolutely. I was raised in the Baptist church. My father's a minister. And me being a part of this, you know, funeral process, the exercise of going through a funeral service and working with a family. I've been a musician the vast majority of my life and playing funerals and all these things. And being able to use an academic lens, a creative lens, my personal grief, to put that together in a way that we can work as a community to grieve collectively was very special and very needed. And I agree with you, you know, as we're thinking about how we are going to get to the next step, these kids in these schools are still struggling, even though they're back in person, like everything didn't reset. You know, people are trying to find their way forward, and to pause and to be able to express emotionally where you are right now. I mean, the platform that some of these healthcare officials and people that came to this space to have that platform to just share where they are, it's just powerful. Even the power of the human connection, being in a space where you're seeing people not on a screen, and, you know, even though we're distanced, to be in a space and know that people were around you was powerful. So there was many elements of this that were important and needed at this time.
Phil Woodmore is a composer from St. Louis, Missouri. Phil, thank you so much for sharing your music with us.
Absolutely.